All right, fire away.
You guys were all over them the first 5-6 minutes and they scored on their first shots. You guys seem to think that they responded as well as they should have to that situation. Just what did you see overall?
Well, that's, I mean, we talked about that after the game. It's as soon as, you know, we've got good things going. I thought we came out, we were outstanding, and they come down one shot, it's in the net. And we just, it seemed that was it. And, you know, amount of, you know, the little bit of adversity hits, which I didn't think was any at all. It was 55 minutes left, and I thought we were, you know, we were playing hard. Guys were doing some good things, and then we just kind of stopped. And then, you know, they obviously get the second one's a lucky one, and then we really went down. But, you know, for me, it's, you know, we're battling back, and we're doing some good things. Our PP was, it looked really good. We couldn't, you know, Miller was making some good saves, but I thought territorially we, you know, we had the advantage, and but the fourth one was the killer. And we're clearly thinking about the wrong net. And there's, you go into the room down 3-1, which I thought we had momentum. We lost it all right there on that goal. And we were just completely thinking of the wrong net. We were all going one way, and Vancouver had other ideas. We turned it over, and it's in the back of our net, and that is a microcosm of what's been going on lately.
You've had some tough stretches at various points through the last few seasons. Where's this one rank? This one feels a little different than some of the others.
Well, first of all, I've never ever felt I don't even remember losing games by 4 goals, ever. Maybe one a year. And we're losing them now. We're losing them at once a week now, and it's again, it comes down to defending. You look at the end of the game and say, oh, they had 41 shots, and this was going on, and this goalie made a big save, whatever. We still gave up 5, so it doesn't matter. Even if we do get a couple of these go in, so we lose 5-3, you still lose. And the harder guys are trying to score, it's just the more it's hurting, you know, the end we have to protect. And I think I said this before, we just played 2 games, we scored 1 goal in 2 games and came up with 3 or 4 points. And that, you know, it's the mindset you have to have, and clearly we didn't have that tonight.
It's obviously been a resilient group, obviously, the last couple of years. Yeah. You mentioned the first piece of adversity tonight, at least, didn't respond maybe the right way. Is that more a reflection of maybe when, even for good teams, confidence kind of wavers a little bit when you're going through stretches like we're, okay, here we go.
Well, maybe that might be going through their head a little, because I think that's why we're not responding. It's all of a sudden, you know, one goal goes in on us, and it's, now what do we do? And we've never been like that. And we're, you know, putting a load on a lot of guys' shoulders, have to step up here. And you look at the game tonight, there were some bad stat lines for a few of those guys tonight. And so, you know, guys we depend on. And it's just, again, it all starts, you know, 5 feet out from our net, and you work out from there, and we're just not doing, we're starting, you know, 195 feet from our net.
Coop, does Saturday against Pittsburgh provide an opportunity to break out of this slump, you know, playing a team that you have some very recent history, very emotional history with?
I don't think it really matters who we play right now. You know, are they defending champs? Are they right back to where they were last year? I'm sure they are. But, you know, we played a really good Washington team the other night and did a lot of great things. And I don't think really it matters who we're playing right now. It's how we play. That's the big thing. And that's how you're going to get out of this. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Good. Thank you.